We're Elkhorn Computer, and we do commercial repair and setup. With Elkhorn Computer, your business will experience profitability through productivity. Give us a try. Visit ElkhornComputer.com, then give us a call. ElkhornComputer.com. Click the microphone icon for a free mouse pad.
Welcome back, Anton 16, Short of the Zone. Thor Tripp, Mitch Light, Robin Washit, all still to come. Plus, we got Guess the Line. The only line I have seen, and it's almost unavoidable with who I follow on Twitter, is the Nebraska line. Other than that, I don't know any of these lines this week, and I am excited for Corey to make me look stupid. It's going to be great. We'll do that later on in the show. He'll give me a couple college games, a couple NFL games. I guess the Vegas point spread. If I'm within a point, I win some self-satisfaction. That is what it is all about, baby. All right, 402-951-1620. But right now, we got to shift gears. Get to three and up.
Probably going to be another two and out today.
We're a good unit at this point.
But let's start with the Minnesota Vikings and their new acquisition, kicker Dan Bailey.
That moved fast.
It was quick. Really quick.
That moved fast.
Now, Daniel Carlson, that I can't even imagine he got to ride on the team plane back to Minneapolis
with yeah.
his performance on Sunday in Green Bay. But Mike Zimmer was questioned about this yesterday, and he gave about the most brutally honest answer when it came to cutting a player.
Well, what went into the decision today to let Daniel Carlson go?
Did you see the game?
Was it an easy decision?
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
And that's it.
All right.
Well, and that's it. Did you see the game?
See the game.
Was it an easy decision? Yeah, pretty easy.
Oh.
And look, like, I don't want to pile on the guy because, I mean, poor Daniel Carlson. It's not
yeah,
like he intentionally
right, right. You don't
missed
rejoice
those
in someone
games.
Getting, yeah.
But this is a business.
Yep.
This is the NFL. And when you perform like that, yeah, that is an easy decision.
Right.
Because that game for both of those teams could
big,
potentially come big, back to haunt
man,
them.
Big.
It could.
Big. How was that? How far was the last one he missed? Like. 40.
I thought it was.
It might have been less than that.
I thought it was
like
in 30, the 30s.
Mid to high 30s. I mean, it was one that a pro kicker's got to make.
I mean, the dude's a fifth round pick.
Yeah,
that dude's a fifth. The Vikings spent a fifth round pick on you, and you go out and shank three kicks.
Unreal.
You can't be doing that,
nope,
man.
Can't do it.
You can't do it.
Can't win with him.
Can't coach with him.
Can't coach with him.
Second down. Big blockbuster trade yesterday in the NFL.
Oh my.
Josh Gordon, troubled wide receiver from the Cleveland Browns, cannot stay off the pot, cannot stay off drinking alcohol. It's written into his deal that he can't drink alcohol because he can't control himself. Has been shipped to the Patriots for a fifth round pick.
How about that?
It's a
no-brainer.
I'm 100% in favor
Hell
of it.
Yes.
I mean,
what?
Fifth round pick. I mean, it. And I understand if people forgot or maybe just didn't know how good Josh Gordon is, but his 1 year with the Browns where he played the entire
insane.
Season, I mean, we're talking Megatron-level talent.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
guy
he,
is
yeah.
so good.
It's a no-brainer. New England needs an influx of talent at the wide receiver core, and you literally, the way it's structured, it's like a if he doesn't play in 10 games, the Browns have to give a late-round pick back to the Patriots.
Yes.
So you're giving up a fifth-rounder for a guy that, if it hits, is like an elite wide receiver.
Yes.
And you need it's a no-brainer.
It's
a no-brainer.
He's Calvin Johnson. He's Antonio Brown. Like, I don't think I'm embellishing that. The dude has that much talent.
It's a no-brainer.
And he's been on and off with the Browns, but, man, every time he has come back,
yeah, he's been,
it's like he's never missed a step.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, like, I don't know at this point. I'm not holding my breath for Gordon to get his act together.
No, not at all. Not
but
at all.
But if he does, that's
at
why
least
it's
for a little
a
while.
Risk. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
and I don't even think this is that risky.
Well, I'm saying you're rolling the dice because he's a risky guy.
Yeah, man, I mean, he's a risky guy, but the deal itself, I don't think is that risky.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a no-brainer.
I mean,
but
you,
he himself is a risky person.
If he hits. This deal is one of the best deals I've ever seen in football.
If he hits, insinuates that there is an if to it.
But
like, it's
if he doesn't hit,
yeah,
and right now,
I mean, you lost a fifth round pick.
If right now, it's I'd say it's more likely than not that he doesn't hit.
Yeah.
But if But if he doesn't,
totally.
What did you miss out on?
I thought it was a no-brainer.
And if he doesn't hit, chances are, in my opinion, he hits before the 10 games.
Yeah, so you get a pick back. And
so
it's like,
okay, so nothing happened.
I can't believe how the structure was like, wow, there's really, like...
Yeah. It's like Randy Moss all over again. The Raiders are like, hey!
The whole league is like,
all we want is a six-round pick. You can have the best wide receiver in the game.
Really?
Now there's reports that Antonio Brown isn't showing up to class. Yeah. Hey, Antonio, I know a team for you.
Yeah, right.
At least for a few games.
Yeah, that'd be good.
At least for a few games.
Unbelievable.
That's three and out.
Unbelievable. Yeah, how about that? You haven't seen that? Antonio Brown wasn't at practice yesterday.
After tweeting yesterday, trade me.
Yeah, if people missed that tweet, apparently a former staffer, I think, tweeted, Antonio Brown needs to thank his lucky stars because he was drafted by a team that had Ben. And Ben got Antonio Brown paid. You know darn well he wouldn't put up those numbers for other teams. And he tweeted, trade me, let's find out. Oh, boy. And then he doesn't show up for practice on Monday? Like, not good and not good in Pittsburgh at all. All right, one on the books, two to go. Thor Tripp at 12:30. Got an email regarding how much Riley is impacting things right now. I'll get into that when we come back.